golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter. I wish I lived in the golden age. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Oh my gosh, right now it's 33 degrees in Reno. I am so tired of scraping that windshield. And it's the stubborn, thin frost that we've had the past couple of mornings in all the other windows every single morning. You would think somebody of my stature would have somebody who goes out and does this for me. 33 degrees, but I believe this is going to be a great day, the cold notwithstanding. Gas is down to $3.23 in Reno. It's down to $2.75 in Carson City, and it's down to $2.55 in Yerington. It is still not low enough to satisfy me. I think these gas stations, we had the flare-up in Iran, you know, with the protests, and the price of oil went up, and it peaked. It shot up, and I think that's when all the gas stations bought their gas. Because now it's dropped, so just our luck. I'm John Potter, live and local. Hello, Craig in Carson City.
Good morning, Mr. Potter.
So you had kind of not much going on this week, huh?
No, nothing jump out of the ordinary. You know, I took care of some transmitter issues last weekend, so didn't have to do it during the week. So
I'm fascinated by that.
You're fascinated by that.
Not really.
Hey, I have a solution for your windshield being frosted over.
Yeah.
Get remote start.
A remote start.
I have remote start on my car. I go to my window. I push the button and start the car while I'm upstairs on the fourth floor. By the time I come down, the windshield is defrosted and the car is nice and toasty warm inside.
This sounds like something anybody can install in their car except for me.
It's not a self-install for the most part. It does have to have somebody like it at a car audio shop or, you know, a dealership or another auto shop of some type.
Kind of reminds me, Mr. Phil Galbraith brought me a dash cam to use because, you know, I fill him with all these horror stories about what the other vehicles are doing when I drive. So he brought me this dash cam. I can't even get the suction cup to work. So
well,
I'm afraid I'm hopeless.
You and Phil pass at noon every day. Maybe he should go out and hook it up for you.
Well, I gave it back to him. I said, you ought to look at these videos in this dash cam. It's nothing but the camera falling on the dashboard.
I have a dash cam on my car. And, well, the reason I got it is because I was seeing all those things. Then as soon as I got the dash cam,
everybody behaved.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we know he's behind us. We got to be keep it, you know.
Right. Oh, it's only us, folks, only us. I had dinner with friends at Skipolini's last night, South Reno. You ever been to Skipolini's? Huh?
Down at the Summit, yes.
Yeah.
I've been there. That's a delicious place to go.
It is. I've avoided it. I've never been there, but it was incredibly friendly staff, a very popular place. You know, you look around at restaurants now, and they're not too busy. This place was packed, a bit too loud, but the food was good, and what a value. A blackened salmon dinner for $25. On a Friday night with asparagus and mashed potatoes and a big piece of salmon. And might be why it was so packed, but I think I pushed the wearing of the sandals a little too far. My sandals attracted too much attention. They really should have been retired for the season last month. I think really no sandals after Christmas should be the rule. I pushed it.
Okay, so was it the sandals that were, or was it the curved long toenails sticking out of the sandals?
I'm going to have to cut you off again. This always happens 5 minutes into the show. But anyway, Mr. Excitement is going shoe shopping for today. I have to say, God bless the volunteers who at this very moment talk about the cold, you know, like we were just doing. Right now we have volunteers gathering hundreds of wreaths in Fernley at the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery. The graves, as you know, we made a big deal out of it a couple of weeks ago. The graves in the Fernley Cemetery are dressed up with 8,600 wreaths from the annual Wreaths Across America event in December. And now the goats get to eat them. That is so Nevada. The good deed of collecting all the wreaths began just a half hour ago at 8:30. And while we're feeling a little patriotic here, look at the calendar, 2026. And speaking of paying tribute, too, the America 250 has commenced. This year's celebration of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the birth of this nation, is officially underway. And one thing I'd point out, and it's just an indication, I'm not being critical of how our society has changed, but in 1976, when I was in Reno, the bicentennial, most of you folks probably weren't alive back then, but it was amazing how the entire year, 1976, every day after day, was about the bicentennial. On TV, there were always these specials and all these stories they had on TV every night. Before every show, there was something called the Bicentennial Minute, and it would be just, you know, a small little snippet of our history about the country, and you learn something about America. And businesses and politicians and everybody was together and all about it. It was the theme of the year, and we were thrilled to be Americans. This was 1976. In 2026, it is a different world. And, you know, I guess we're going to have some nice fireworks, and I think he wants to have the MMA on the National Mall, he being the president. But, you know, in terms of, turning and embracing our history, so far it looks like a wait and see type of thing. I haven't seen anything yet about this, and I hope that we do something. And here's what you and I could do. Get the library app on your phone, whichever you use. Go down to the library and just start reviewing some of our history. There are great biographies of Washington, Adams, Jefferson, people like that. I just finished the Teddy Roosevelt biography. It's a new book. And I'm reading the Bill O'Reilly book right now about our past presidents. But, you know, the Revolutionary War, listen to those, read those. And, you know, you don't have to spend the whole year on the Revolution. You got the Civil War. You got our westward expansion. You have all these different states and geographies, and you can study our agriculture, our medicine. You study whatever jingles your bell, maybe the history of people of your background or something like that. But anyway, the 250th anniversary is here, and let's you and I do something about it. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. We'll get into some local news. We had a lot of big local news this week. First guest, we have two guests this morning, and it's going to be a fun show. I hope you stick around. I'm glad you tuned in, friends. 884-9910 is our number. We'll check all sorts of things in a short while on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 915.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Life and local radio, not just this show, but tomorrow it's the local Nevada Backcountry Show from 10 in the morning until 11. That is tomorrow morning. Be sure to catch that with Henry Evans. I'm John Potter, live and local. Local news this week. That's what we do. It's local. Thursday, the latest scary home price numbers came out for our area. The home prices from December compared to November. And we have this on our local news this week. They are still almost ridiculously high. They did drop a bit, but the Reno average, the median price of a single family home, is still up there. I think it was $580,000, over half a million. The median, the average. Douglas County, $765,000. And again, that's the median, folks. And one thing I was thinking about the other day is, you know, we got this housing shortage that city officials and others talk so much about. And, you know, they keep talking, but very little has changed when it comes to affordable housing. The prices can only go down with increased supply is the only way to do it. And what we really need to build more of, and listen, I wish the old Reno was still here. I wish it were still a small town, but the only way to reduce those home prices and give young couples a chance at owning a home is building. Build more subdivisions, build more houses, build more appropriate apartment buildings. But the thing is, okay, if you want to do that in northern Nevada, find you somebody to build it, right? In our areas of significant growth and development, we're a little hard-pressed on that. And one of the reasons is that, if we're honest about it, for 20-plus years, probably 30 years in this area, throughout the West, actually, home construction has been a Spanish-speaking undertaking for a lot of years, with a lot of building of things around here. And there's a reason, when you go to a big box hardware store, that the signs are in English and in Spanish, and especially in other parts of our country that are also really booming. And for years, you go on a construction site, and you know the music they're playing is in Spanish, and the guys are talking to each other in Spanish. And, you know, many of these people are here legally, and many of them are here illegally. And the one thing I was thinking the other day is that, thank goodness for these folks, or stuff wouldn't get built. And as we're gathering up people to deport, to be honest with you, I would kind of ask the ones that are working here, well, what is it you do while you're working here? And if it was an illegal alien who was working a ranch or otherwise working in agriculture or was building houses or otherwise engaged in construction, I would be slow to deport him. I try to come up with some program that would let them stay, because, yeah, we need to kick people out here who broke into our country, but we do need people who do actual work. And, you know, for a while, a lot of the actual work in America has been done by guys and gals speaking Spanish, right? And we ought to sometimes cherish that and what that contributes, instead of just seeing the dark side of things. There are people who came here to actually work, right? Just saying, just another random thought. Let's go to those phones. Jay is calling from Sparks at 884-9910. Hey, Jay, I'm John. I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing today?
I'm cold.
Well, you know, this toll road they were talking about going to USA Parkway, they were worried about us paying the toll to get there if they build it. My suggestion, and John, I'd be the last person to mention this up till a year or two ago, put a camera on every intersection, major intersection in Reno and Sparks, and the guys running the red lights, ticket them, and they'll more than enough pay for that road.
First roadblock there, my friend, would be manpower to do that. That would be quite the effort. I love the idea. I really do. Maybe this is something for future AI. to do. It seems very possible to me.
Well, you they know, have cameras all over California. Why not in Reno?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why certain things have. I heard 20, 25 years ago that we could eliminate car theft in the United States if we just put cameras on highway overpasses, and those cameras would quick. No, serious. Those cameras would quickly scan license plates, and bam, you'd know exactly where a stolen vehicle is. They would catch the thieves. Insurance rates would rock bottom if this happened. But for some reason, and this idea first came up 25 years ago, for some reason it was never pursued. Is it because, I don't know, the insurance lobby with their contributions to political candidates, they make big profits with these very high rates, and they want, right, you know, all that money to do those ridiculous, stupid commercials on TV? That is just not the way I would do things, but I think you'd agree. Yes, go ahead, Craig. Craig has something to say. Yes, Craig.
On the stoplight camera situation, Nevada actually prohibits automated red light cameras for ticketing.
See,
yeah, it's in the law. You can, or the
wow,
banned in place since 1999 due to civil liberties concerns. Some cameras are used for traffic monitoring. Recent legislative efforts, like in 2025, to allow them for safety, failed, facing opposition from groups like the ACLU and such.
Well, it was amazing. An idea, Jay. I appreciate your calling.
With all the violators we have nowadays, and every one of us see people running red lights more now than mm-hmm. ever before.
Oh, I know.
Maybe that law should have been in the legislation.
Mm. Well, my behavior has changed. I look both ways, even if the light is green. You got to do
Amen.
It. And I see it constantly. I mean, they're Amen. Bold red light runners. They go a full 10 yeah. seconds after it goes red.
Yes, that's yeah. what I'm talking about.
All right, my friend. Have a warm
John.
Up. Have a good Saturday. I appreciate it. He brought up USA Parkway. I was told there are almost 200 companies there now. And there's horrendous 80 traffic to there already. And I was told this by, and I said to him, I said, well, there are, you know, railroad tracks reaching back to Sparks. I imagine you saw in the news, they're talking about this, the toll road idea has come back from Sparks to USA Parkway or 80. And I said, well, there are railroad tracks reaching back to Sparks. Couldn't we, you know, put a commuter car on them to the industrial park? And I know they're owned by the railroad, and people tell me, oh, no, those tracks are owned by the freight companies. They'd never allow it. Well, has anybody asked? Has any official even talked to them about the possibility? I mean, they allow Amtrak to use their tracks. And I suggested Elon, richest man on earth, could build a tunnel for a commuter subway from, you know, North Valleys, stopping everywhere along 580, ending up at USA Parkway. It's the richest man on earth, you know. Make it so it's worth to him. He has a Tesla workforce down there, and he would, I think, do it. He's bored out tunnels all over under Las Vegas. So, I don't know. Maybe I've had too many nips of old granddad this morning, but that's a whiskey, young folks. But really, let's do solutions. And, you know, there are sections now. Opponents say, I've had the argument with a few people, they say, well, you know, it can't be done. You can't widen 80. Some areas, you know, there's a monster hill or a rock wall on one side and a river or a cliff on the other. What can be done? And also, have you driven through USA Parkway lately? You know, I did last week. I was shocked at all the new mega warehouse and all this new factory development there. What did Sparks and Story County and Reno and Washoe County think was going to happen there? Lance Gilman had miles of land there. Of course he was going to fill it. Can you imagine what it's going to be like trying to drive 80 in like 10 years? Even 5? So I think we're in serious trouble there. And again, like I said, maybe AI will give it to AI. He'll eat anything. That's their thing. That's the new human fallacy now, though, it seems. AI will take care of it. It's so smart, it can do anything. Actually, AI will have the solution. It and its robots will just replace all the workers out there, right? That's going to replace the workers. Done. And along those lines, what planet am I living in now? Along those lines, annual traffic fatalities in Nevada grew 45% over the last decade. That's according to, research, okay? The number of fatalities in 2014, I think, was like 290. And in 2024, that number has gone to 420. 420. Oh, Craig's ears perked up. No, 420. This upward trend is also reflected in data that shows a rise in Nevada traffic fatalities, too. And we are the sixth. Have you heard this? We're the sixth most dangerous state to drive in. Okay, now that I cheered you up, we're going to break for Fox News. And then Phil Galbraith has local news in for Greg Neft on this morning. I'm John Potter, live and local here till noon. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Be back in a brief while. Derek's here. We're going to be talking health up next and then do some open topic again. 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 9:30.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Well, good morning, Derek Lee.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Excellent, my friend. Well, I think I shortened my life by a few years this week. It actually terrified me. This is Derek Lee at BrainHealthFormulas.com. I'm John Potter, live and local. Okay, so we have this kitchen at the house, and it's a nice little kitchen. The ceiling has one of these like super elevated pyramid type things in the ceiling. And there's like the sunroof for the natural light. And just below the windows for the natural light are these four long fluorescent bulbs to light up the kitchen. And one bulb burned out. And, my wife, we got to call somebody. And me being stupid, trying to be, Mr. Man, said, no, I'll do it. I'm the man of the house. I'll do it. The only way to get up there to change these bulbs is to put a ladder, or actually, I exaggerate, a step stool on top of the kitchen island.
Oh, boy.
And I got the old bulb out, and I put it in where I thought was a safe place, and I put the new bulb in, and I guess my foot hit the old bulb, and it dropped to the floor, and it just, like, exploded. And this big cloud came up out of this old bulb. And I'm there hunched over it, and I, try to gather the pieces, and I breathe in, like, this big cloud that came out of this old fluorescent bulb. And after I cleaned it up, I thought to myself, well, gee, I have a feeling that wasn't a smart thing to do. And I Googled, and it's like, if you drop even a small bulb, a fluorescent, you got to put a mask on, you got to call authorities or something. And by all means, don't breathe it in, don't use a broom. And that's exactly what I did in everything. So you tell me, how freaked out should I be?
Not very freaked out. You'll be okay.
What product of yours should I take in this case?
You know, the old
Restore,
days,
right?
Restore is always going to help.
Okay.
Restore is going to be the most standardized brain health formula that can help everyone. Improve everyone from cognition to memory to just comprehension and just improving everyday life.
Can it cure stupidity?
It can improve. It can reduce the potential of being or acting stupid. I don't know that can cure it. I think it's the moment-to-moment basis.
Feel like I'm just so dumb. All right, we have a text from a loyal listener, Jeff. who wrote last Saturday. He writes, cell repair. If Derek Lee keeps developing all these new products, we're going to have people living as long as the patriarchs in the Old Testament. Yeah, we talked about your new cell repair product last Saturday. Cell repair, I didn't even know was possible. But I looked this up on AI, and it says cell repair happens constantly within our bodies through DNA repair enzymes and stem cell regeneration to fix damage and rebuild tissues. Your product called Cell Repair, how does that work?
So what it is it utilizes myo-inositol and myo-and-d-chiro-inositol, which is about 90% of all inositol in our body. And so what it does is that repairs the cellular mechanism to utilize glucose as an energy source. And so people who have diabetes, it's their ability not to. So if we have high glucose numbers in our blood, arguably, based on the simplicity of looking at that, if our cells are not utilizing glucose, that in itself can be a reason of why someone would develop something like type 2 diabetes, is because there's too much glucose in the blood. Nobody looks at, well, how do we improve the cellular mechanism to utilize glucose? Mm-hmm. And so our bodies and our brain uses sugar as a fuel source. Whether we consume sugar or not, our body converts foods that we eat into sugars because we need sugar. We need certain types of sugar. But what happens is that all of our cells need sugar. We need glucose. And so what cell repair does is it revitalizes the cell to be able to utilize glucose as a fuel source. So myo-inositol is arguably the reason of why we end up with chronic kidney disease, because our cells lose the ability to absorb glucose. And when our cells don't have the ability to absorb glucose, that means our cell becomes compromised because it's deficient. And so over time, those deficient cells build more and more deficient cells, and it just starts to deteriorate over time. And so that's not only with the pancreas, that's with the kidney, that's with the liver. People can develop hepatitis. Hepatitis is not necessarily a severe disease. Hepatitis, by definition, is inflammation of the liver. That's what hepatitis by definition is. People, you guys can look this up. Even the Mayo Clinic, all the high-end Harvard Medical School, they all define hepatitis as inflammation of the liver. Well, if our liver is inflamed, that means the liver is going to throw off abnormal enzymes that our science and medicine community views as there's something wrong with the liver. Well, if it's inflamed, arguably that's because our liver is not utilizing glucose appropriately. That means there's a deficiency in the cell, in the cells of the liver. And if we can use something like myo-inositol, that's the key component in our cell repair, then we can revitalize those cells that's using glucose or not using glucose, and then we can start to normalize the functionality of the liver again. So it works in the liver, works in the kidneys. It's the primary component of malfunctioning prostate. It has to do with reproductive organs for men and females. Myo-inositol, our cell repair formula, is a significant reason for PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. If we're deficient in myo-inositol, that is the cause of, not necessarily the only cause, but a significant reason of why females develop PCOS. And so there's so much information that if we're deficient in something like myo-inositol and our inability to utilize glucose as an energy source, that's a cellular mechanism that's not functioning properly. And so this is how cell repair works. Here's another thing that's interesting is if our cells aren't working properly, this in itself can be a significant reason of why we gain weight, end up with an abnormal amount of belly fat, because our cells aren't working properly, which means we start to accumulate more and more fat because our cells can't process sugars properly. So they, you know, in the 80s and 90s, people I knew in the 90s, they end up with beer belly in their early 20s because they drink so much beer. Well, if our bodies can't produce that much alcohol, which is a sugar source, then it starts to deteriorate our cells. And so alcohol dehydrates a membrane, And so it kind of makes sense that, okay, well, we keep feeding, we keep drinking more and more alcohol, we're dehydrating more and more of the membrane. Therefore, over time, those cells lose the ability to utilize glucose as a fuel source. And then we start accumulating more and more fat because we can't process it. So it just starts to store it. So that's kind of a long definition of the importance of cell repair. And so this is something, so we've actually had some of our research team, people have lost 2 to 3 pounds in 2 weeks just by taking cell repair, because it starts to improve how our intestinal tract and how our stomach actually functions. And so it's actually been quite fascinating to see some of the effects by taking something so simple.
So another one of your multi-purpose, do a lot of things products here, cell repair. And so you have testimonials already.
Yeah.
For cell repair.
Yeah, people have been losing weight. People are feeling better. People's skin's repairing. This cell repair benefits the nervous system also. It's really an overall total. It really benefits just about every aspect of the body. It's really fascinating of something so simple really is so detrimental, because I don't know how many people out there are diabetic, but I know most people don't know that there's a way to actually repair the pancreas. So this is why we bring these things like this to the surface, is there is a way.
Well, I checked AI, and yes, you can repair cells. This is fascinating. Here's the best news. You have a sale. You're such a nice guy. Cell repair, buy two, get one free.
Yep.
Today.
We're going to keep this going. I've got a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails, people asking, hey, are you going to keep this sale going? And to be honest with you, we've been overwhelmed with orders of this product. There's been more orders than I've ever had before. So I appreciate all the orders. We're definitely backed up on processing and shipping. So just be patient. But we're gonna keep this sale going, because it's really important. It's a simple way. It's a simple way to make repairs to the body. And if we can reduce the amount of glucose that's circulating in our blood supply, then that means we're utilizing glucose more efficiently. So if there's a simple way to make simple repairs, then let's do it.
Cell repair is at brainhealthformulas.com, front page, right?
Yep, front page.
All right, buy two, get one free, cell repair at brainhealthformulas.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Derek has even more good news for you and your body, especially your brain. I'm John Potter, live and local. One more segment with Derek on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:47.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friend. Current temperature in Reno, we're getting up there, 36 degrees, our current temperature. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. He's open to questions, 884-9910. Let's go, those phones. And Tim is calling from South Lake Tahoe. Tim, I'm so glad you called. Say hi to Derek.
Hi, Derek. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well. I listen every week, so I had a question. I thought I heard something. Do you have something to repair lungs? And I thought I heard you said you did.
Yeah. So lungs are a challenge. It's not impossible. It's more about being consistent. So something like cell repair would definitely benefit lungs. Also a copper peptide nasal spray. Copper's a significant factor in lung function. So those would be copper. Two components, copper peptide nasal spray and the cell repair.
Nasal. Okay.
Those two would probably be the most effective.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm all in about, health, and I really enjoy listening to the show and you every week.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
And copper peptide.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Right, check it out, my friend.
BrainHealthFormula.com.
Yes. Thank you, Tim.
BrainHealthFormula.com. Right. Exactly. Thanks, Tim. Okay. Neurogenesis.
Yeah.
So what is this about? You changed something about it.
So what we did was we finally got our... When we release a new product, you know, a lot of times I've had to buy small quantities to one, make sure the formula is going to work, mm-hmm. to experiment with it, to do our testing. And then once we'd verify that the formula is working the way we anticipate it's going to, or we experience how it is working, then we release it to the public. So we that's how we kind of do things, based on myself, based on my research team, based on people's experiences, and then we communicate it. Science says one thing. What we've experienced is most of the time it's similar, because every time we add our amino acid complex, we might have differing results, but usually it's compounded benefits versus only what science has said. And so neurogenesis, we have the key ingredient in neurogenesis is called beta methylcarbolein, and so it's very expensive. Our first purchase cost me about $40 a gram, so it's very expensive.
You told me that during the commercial. That blows my mind.
Yeah, and so
$40 a gram for a raw material in this product,
and that's a single component in neurogenesis. Yeah, and so
you shopped around.
I usually spend about a month shopping for raw materials, especially when something's really expensive, trying to find a good price, high quality, shipping, dependability and shipping. That's always a factor also. So it put a lot of time and effort into finding good manufacturers. I have about 50 manufacturers I deal with regularly. And sometimes when we have something odd like beta methylcarbolein, I have to go outside of my normal manufacturers because they don't make it. So this is what happened with this product, and so it cost me. So I was able to buy a much larger quantity, so I was able to reduce the price. So I end up getting it for like $20 a gram, which is still a lot. Mm-hmm. So since I got it at a cheaper price, because I bought a lot more of it, so we increased the quantity of Neurogenesis from 40 capsules to 60 capsules. So after about 1 week of taking one capsule a day, now we're recommending people can have two capsules, one capsule twice a day, and I believe that will improve and increase the ability to generate brand new nerve cells starting in the brain and then going to the central nervous system, which would then start to benefit people that have MS, people that have Parkinson's, people that have cerebral palsy, people that have neuropathy. And so this is why, just giving you guys a demonstration of what I do, how I do it. And it's really expensive for me to buy raw materials, and this is what we do.
So you buy a higher quantity. This is the old Potter macaroni and cheese rule. buy it by the case.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. So the quantity of the package went up, right?
Yeah. We didn't change the price. We increased it.
You didn't
50%.
Change the price.
No.
But you went from 40 capsules to 60?
Yeah. Because I know how this formula works. It's very beneficial. And I believe that to optimize the efficiency, I think people probably need to take one capsule twice a day to keep that processed and to keep the brain and the nerve cells to be able to regenerate more efficiently. I know it works well just take one capsule a day. And it's one of those things, if we can supply the information to the brain, if we can continually supply the nutrients needed to generate new nerve cells, then the more capacity the brain has, the more nutrients it has available, the easier it is to actually rebuild those cells.
All right. What did you take this morning?
Oh, this morning. Let's see. I start off my morning with Restore, with Nerve Revive, with Cell Repair, Dopexil, Neurogenesis. And that's been my staple lately. Oh, also the Sloop 332. That's another one that I've added in. Those are my core. That's what I take every morning.
That's very similar to me. Okay, I woke up this morning. I did the copper peptide nasal spray. I did the Neurogenesis, which I only do when I'm able to drink an awful lot of water, because you said you really have to do that with Neurogenesis. And the Sloop 332, I did that. I still do Shilajit, I guess because I like the name. I don't know. I think it's just, I feel like it's a friend. But I took that, the Dragon's Blood, and I think I'm missing something. Dopexil.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I took this morning.
That's one of my favorites, actually, Dopexil.
Yeah, my mind is quick, and I can fill 3 hours of yap yap. No, really, it's a huge help.
Yeah, it's great. People love it. People love it.
So the deals are, folks, the cell repair product. Cell repair, buy two, get one free right now at brainhealthformulas.com. And if you're buying the Neurogenesis that we were just talking about, the quantity of the package has gone from 40 to 60 for the same price, even though Derek is hammered on the cost of this main ingredient by the gram.
Yep. And so also, if people have any questions, feel free to give me a call. I can take orders over the phone also. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't use computers. So my phone number is 775-634-7789 for people who want to ask questions, for people who want to order over the phone. Mm-hmm. Feel free to call. Feel free to ask questions. I'm open to all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone, yeah, there are lots of opportunities all across the board. We're always open to questions. Even if you have questions about our products, you have questions about health concerns that you're experiencing unrelated to our products, I provide a lot of information to a lot of people, so feel free.
Everybody's asking me, when's the storefront?
2 weeks.
Well, we're
bringing in a contractor, put in all of our flooring next week, and we should be available in 2 weeks.
We'll talk about that next Saturday for sure. I'm John Potter, live and local open topic now after Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 9:58.